For CertSecurity.com, I'm Rob Westervelt. You're listening to Security Wire Weekly, reporting from the RSA Conference 2007 in San Francisco.
Episode 6. Conference attendees talk about their security concerns. There were thousands of attendees at the RSA conference, and with that, there were a number of hot-button issues on their minds. In this edition, we'll talk about Microsoft NAP and Cisco NAC with a regional security officer of consulting firm Deloitte. As companies move towards a service-oriented architecture, web services security and Web 2.0 security threats was on the minds of some attendees. We spoke to a security architect with EchoStar Satellite about his concerns. Also, identity management was a major theme at this year's conference. A business strategy manager from New Zealand talked about the issues he's confronting with identity management and online authentication. Web security was also an issue for a manager of information security with mutual fund firm American Century Investments. He shared with me his thoughts on vulnerabilities with external websites and smart cards for authentication. Here we go. Here's some security professionals and what they had to say on the exhibition floor at RSA Conference 2007.
My name's Jeremy Gibb. I'm the Regional Security Officer for Deloitte.
What security concerns did you bring with you here to RSA, and what's your outlook on security in general in 2007?
That's a wide question. One of the main reasons I'm here is just to see more of what new vendor products are coming out. I think NAC and NAP are two of the things that I'm very interested in. And being to a lot of the sessions that I've been to so far, a lot of people are talking about them and how great it is in quarantining. And whenever I looked into the actual implementation, it seems to be not quite as easy as everybody's making it out to be.
So a lot of people have considered it, but so far nobody's really moved forward with any major projects.
I mean, that's the situation we're in. I mean, we don't have that many users where I work, so I'm in a data center, and we looked at it just from our user segment for the support engineers, and it appears to be pretty difficult there. So actually rolling it out to a large organization for users, it looks to be quite a challenge. And so far, from what I've seen, I haven't seen a product that seems to provide everything so far. There always seems to be little add-ons and this, that, and the other so far. So,
what about Microsoft's interoperability with Cisco? Does that play into your mind? Has that helped a little bit?
That's one of the stops that we're hoping for. We've just been to the Vista security presentation and the added features that they've added in, which are pretty the standard ones that we've all known about for a while now. Again, they spoke about the NAP and the quarantining and how that was going to work. But, well, they didn't speak about how it was going to work. It was just, you know, your mobile users come in and they get their health check. There was no details. So that's one of the things that I want to find more about, the interoperability with Cisco and with any other vendors that they've got.
My name is Matt Chiodi. I work for Deloitte Consulting. Primarily focused on security architecture for testing and for training systems for our practitioners that are out in the field with clients.
Explain a little bit about some of the big issues for you.
Well, we have a lot of connectivity to third parties. So one thing we're always looking at is what's actually coming over that connection. You know, someone may request, you know, terminal services, and they may require something else. But we want to actually start looking at what's actually coming over on those packets. The systems that I focus on aren't necessarily production systems. Sometimes. It may not even be that important what's coming over, because the data itself may be dummy data. So we always have to look at, you know, data classification. So that's something else I'm looking at this year while I'm here as well. So data classification, I think, is really important, because, you know, you need to have different levels of security depending on what kind of data it is. So it's one thing we're looking at as well, is data classification.
Thompson from Symantec,
right,
mentioned in his keynote about how a lot of viruses and worms really can't be stopped at the network level. Do you agree with that?
Jeremy, I had an interesting conversation about that yesterday, because at Deloitte, we're starting to do a lot of virtualization. In fact, in my group, I would say 70 to 80% of our environment is virtualized. So what you have happening is you have these environments that are encapsulated on a single host, And a lot of that is intra-VM, so it's not even hitting a switch. So from that perspective, yes, I mean, you can't eliminate it from the network because it's all intra-VM, and you kind of have to have that endpoint security. So, and I see a lot more of the industry moving towards virtualization as people aim to drive down those hardware costs. So,
what's that mean for antivirus companies like Symantec?
I think it means maybe their network-based products may lose a little bit of relevance, but I think they all still have some relevance. I just see it becoming less so in the future, at least in my part of the organization.
Yeah, I think I hadn't looked at it as much from the virtualization side of things with regards to antivirus, but certainly with regards to IDS, is that if you've got traffic flowing between your virtualized switch between two hosts that are on that, currently that's going to miss, unless we've got IDS agents running on those hosts, which at the moment we only have on our key servers. That's going to miss our network IDS because it's not leaving the physical host. So that's another thing I'm interested in looking at is there some sort of IDS host agent that can go on a VM host? And the question again would probably raise what sort of antivirus can we be running on those as well?
I'm David Byrne. I'm a security architect with EchoStar Satellite.
Eric Dupre, security engineer, same.
We'll start with you, David. What are some of the big issues in your mind in 2007?
There's obviously a lot of the old standard security concerns that are still around and will always be there. But some of the bigger new ones are with the newer technologies, web services, AJAX, and the so-called Web 2.0. They're being very rapidly used, but the developers haven't really started using the security technologies that are available and haven't started educating themselves in security, like we've already seen with some of the older web technologies and some of the well-known buffer overflows, things like that, that have been around for a lot longer. And there's a lot of advanced tech attacks that are going on that are not common knowledge yet. And eventually, the industry will catch up, but that's probably the biggest gap that I've seen so far.
And are you talking a little bit about the use of AJAX? And I know at least that's an area in Web 2.0 that seems to be a concern of people.
It's not something that we use right now, but it certainly is something that we have an eye on. And, I think for most large enterprises, the security group needs to be able to have a good feeling for what the security threats are for a wide variety of technologies, even if they're not currently being used, because you never know when a development group or a business unit is going to want to start using something, and you don't have months to research it. Oftentimes, you need to be able to come up with a response right away.
And Eric, without repeating what he said, do you have any issues yourself that you've been looking into here at RSA?
I'd have to second mainly what David said in terms of web application security is one of the biggest, most rapidly changing areas right now. And the ability to rapidly adapt to the security challenges there is one of the critical things I'm looking at.
Hi, Eric. I've been asking a lot of people about Windows Vista and Microsoft's whole security strategy, just to get their take on what they think about it. What's your take?
I think Vista is definitely a move in the right direction. I think from what I've seen of it, Microsoft has made some really positive moves in that regard. I haven't really played enough with it to make an educated opinion there. And I don't think most enterprises aren't going to be looking to implement Vista right away. But by the time it becomes a standard across enterprises, it'll be a very positive step.
Do you think Microsoft's having a major effect on the security market in general?
Yeah, I think their security lifecycle program is making a big effect. I think that on another level, they're adapting to concerns everybody's had for a while. And they're really improved over the last several years versus where they were before, I would say.
Well, thanks. Thanks so much.
I'm Rick Booth, and I'm with American Century Investments, and I'm a manager of information security.
Why did you come to RSA? I mean, what are some of the main issues in your mind this year as we head into 2007?
The main thing that I'm concerned about is the web security. So what's happening on our external websites and the vulnerabilities there. That's primarily what I'm looking at. But the other thing is trying to get a feel for what's going on with authentication. So what's going on with the smart cards and making it easier for our end users to authenticate.
Do you like what you see coming out of Microsoft? Do you like Microsoft's strategy?
I'm mixed. I haven't really got a chance to take a look at Vista a lot, but I like what they're talking about with the increased security. But it'll have to play out on site for us.
In terms of adoption, do you, this new security capabilities within Vista will speed adoption of it across the enterprise?
I think we'll be going to Vista one way or the other. I mean, our progression through those types of things is generally pretty quick. I think that it'll be nice, and I hope that Vista adds some value in the encryption area, being able to do some work there, and reduces our costs overall. Now, so far, I haven't really seen that we're not planning on ditching our antivirus vendor or ditching any other products because of it. But eventually, as those features show up in the operating system, we'd look to reduce costs by adopting some of the stuff that Microsoft's doing. I think Bill Gates had mentioned about the IPsec, utilizing more of the IPsec features, IPv6. We're not quite ready to do that yet, but it's something for us to think about.
You had mentioned web security. What about web security is an issue for you and probably for enterprises globally?
Well, we had done like a lot of places where we'd gone to pen testing organizations, to do pen testing, and then we go fix what they found, and we're moving to a more proactive stance where we're actually purchasing products so that we run them in our QA QA processing, trying to get some awareness to our developers about what to do, what not to do, and that type of thing. And so, as we move that from kind of the front end of fix what's broke to more of integrated with the processes and whatnot, those are the areas that we're really focusing on.
Great, thank you.
All right, thank you.
My name is Vikram Kumar. I work for the State Services Commission in New Zealand. It's part of the New Zealand government, and I'm a business strategy manager.
What are some of the security concerns that you brought with you here to RSA, and what are some big issues for you this year?
Primarily online authentication and identity management online. That's mostly it.
What about identity management that either puzzles you or something that you need to address?
So we're trying to figure out a system by which government identity credentials can be used by everyone online to prove who you are online. That's pretty much it.
Is that a big challenge?
Absolutely. Ask anyone.
Why?
I think it's an offline challenge as well as an online challenge. So on the offline world, if you figure out who you are, you're going back to source documents and relying on documents. And online, because the person's not here, you have to go back to source documents plus figure out the connection between the person and the source document. So it is a big challenge.
Do you think it affects enterprises more than consumers?
I think it affects everyone. Absolutely anyone who wants to interact online. If you want to transact with someone securely, you have to know who they are. And whether they're a person or a business or an enterprise, that's secondary.
I've been asking people about Vista and Microsoft's security strategy. What's your take about Vista?
Well, this is a personal answer. So we don't have a position as a program or a government. But yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting that they've made quite a few advances, and a lot of it is going to be, let's see how it plays out. I think GuardSpace is worth watching.
Definitely. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And that ends this edition of Security Wire Weekly. Be sure to check out our special edition podcasts, as well as our news coverage of the RSA Conference 2007 at searchsecurity.com/RSA07. For now, I'm Rob Westervelt. Have a great day.